Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. We need to get Cody to record a rejoin for us. Cody, can we get you to do that, man? That would be great. Getting that, you know, that deep Wyoming voice coming in on The Whole Show all the time when we're chiming in on segments. What do you think about that?
Boy, you know, I think you gave me that task about a year ago. And, you know, I've been clogging my brain with Coors Original, Copenhagen, and heavy metal music, and I forgot.
Hey, how was Pantera last week, man?
Oh, it was amazing. I'm hammering them right now. They sounded great, man. Zach Wilde really stepped in for Dimebag Darrell, and it was awesome. And they did so many awesome tributes to the brothers and stuff. It was great, man. I was a geek. I was a kid in a candy store, minus the $15 beers. It was all good.
And Zach Wilde, dude. I'm a huge Wilde fan. So having him mix in with Pantera, my goodness, that's amazing.
It was good. I think I got Alex Taylor, my fellow colleague here who covers the Cowboys in Cheyenne. I took him. He'd never even been to a concert before. He said something like Wiz Khalifa or something he's been to. I don't know who that chick is. But
I don't know what that is either.
Give me Pantera and Lamb of God all day.
Did you see, you know, your friend, arch nemesis / friend Kyle Bell there too?
I sure did. We met up out front, and I feel kind of bad, Brady. You would love this. Some guy came up to him and said, "Hey, are you Brian Bell?" And he said, "No, Kyle." And he goes, "Oh, that's right." He's like, "I'm a huge fan." And he said, "Oh, you must have heard us talking football." And he said, "No, I'm just a huge CSU fan." And his name was Frank. And I said, "Why don't you kick rocks, Frank?" And, you know, just joking. And I said, "That has to happen to you all the time, Brian." And he said, "Actually, that never happens to me." So I ruined his moment. I still feel sorry about that.
Leave it to a Wyoming guy. Kyle Bell finally gets this moment of someone coming up to him like, "Dude, I know you." And then you just, like, shatter it.
Ruined it. Yep, absolutely ruined it.
I always was curious how you two got to be friends. You're supposed to be enemies.
Honestly, I think it's the heavy metal thing. Yeah. He knows good music, and he can actually play it. He's talented.
I know.
Man, that dude looks like a CrossFit weightlifter nut.
Here you and I are like, "Let's have a beer sometime," and he's like, "I don't touch the stuff." I'm like, "Oh my God, man, come on."
Yeah, I don't get it, but hey, maybe that's why he gets the chicks and probably has an awesome job and makes all kinds of money and does cool stuff.
Was a great Division One running back. I mean, come on, man. We're doing fine, Cody. We're doing just fine, man.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right, Wyoming this week. Okay, so did I read somewhere? Is Texas Tech, are they already there, Cody?
Actually, they're going to be in your guys' neck of the woods. They were supposed to be up at Cheyenne East High School and working out on Friday, but they're going to stop and stay in Fort Collins, unfortunately. And they're going to be working out at a high school somewhere in your guys' area. So, they're coming up a day early. They think that's going to help with the altitude, I guess, which I'm not a scientist by any stretch, so I have no idea. But they do play in Provo later this year against their new Big 12 rival, BYU. So I think they're coming up here to kind of get a taste of it and see what they're looking at.
Well, what do we think of this Red Raiders team? You know, when you get obviously a pretty solid football team a season ago, this is going to be a tall task for the Cowboys. But let's look at their offensive side of the ball, Cody, because I think anytime we look at Wyoming, we're thinking, okay, the defense is going to be good. What are the challenges, the struggles that the Cowboys should be ready for coming up against Texas Tech this weekend?
Well, I tell you what, Brady, I just wrote a story about how Texas Tech went for it on fourth down 52 times last year.
Wow.
Compared to just 7 for the Wyoming Cowboys and their conservative head coach. But they converted 33 of those. They're really aggressive. Tyler Shuck, their you know, all-world 20th-year quarterback, he's really solid. And they're 8-0 in games that he starts and finishes. The problem is he hasn't finished a lot of those because of shoulder injuries and collarbone injuries. But he's a really good quarterback. And, you know, they only have 5 receivers that have 30-plus catches. And then they went ahead and added a kid in the offseason from Austin Peay who had 75 catches for more than 1,000 yards last year. So they needed that like a hole in the head. Not to mention their running back has 27 receptions and a touchdown as well. So they're just, you know, they line them up, spread them out, and they have a million weapons. And, you know, my colleague Jared Newland, he pointed out that there are no first-teamers on the preseason lists for Texas Tech as far as Big 12 goes. But I kind of look at that as a positive for the Red Raiders. They're good everywhere. They don't just have one dude. They take care of business across the board. And, you know, it all starts up front, and they have 10, they're 10 deep up front, and 9 of those guys have started a college football game. So they're going to be salty. They snap the ball with, you know, more than 30 seconds still remaining on the play clock. So they move really fast, and that's unbelievable to me, Brady. When you talk about 52 times they go for it on fourth down,
that's
they don't
crazy.
Even take time to think about it. They just go and go and go. So Craig Bolt looks at it as a golden opportunity that, hey, you want to go that much? You know, you're not going to get it every time, and that's as good as a turnover.
Well, this is going to be a challenge then right off the bat for this Wyoming defense returning so many guys. We broke into that last week, but this will be a big challenge for them, a big task. And, hey, I guess you ask a lot of football teams. I guess it depends on who you ask. You know, you see some of these monster colleges with cake schedules and things like that. But for Wyoming, you look at this and go, let's test ourselves against a solid offense and set us up and see kind of where we stack up. And that'll make it a little bit easier once we transition into Mountain West play in a few weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. And a huge tip of the cowboy hat to athletic director Tom Berman, man. He consistently brings quality programs into Laramie for the home fans. And you know, another tip of the cap to Texas Tech for doing it. We've seen Texas here, A&M here, Nebraska here, Oregon, the list goes on. So it's great to get them in your barn, and I know everybody's really excited about it. The Cowboys also travel to Austin in week 3. So I know, I've talked to all these players and all these coaches for the last few months, and, you know, conference season is the focus, and it's not about not winning a non-conference. That's not the point, but they think they're going to be a much better team once conference play rolls around. And a big difference is you used to be able to view these games as kind of a body bag game, right? Like, oh, you know, you're going to collect your check and lick your wounds and go home. The Cowboys actually have a ton of depth across the board now. So it's not one of those where you're like, man, I hope we can get our check and not have any injuries. They have guys that are going to rotate in and out. And this is the deepest squad Craig Bolt's had since he's been here.
Well, and Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. You know, the spread, depending on what you're looking at, is 14.5 for Texas Tech. Texas Tech's a 14.5-point favorite. That's not a crazy, like, I don't look at that and go, wow, people think Texas Tech is just going to annihilate the Cowboys.
Yeah, no. You know what? I alluded to it on my show earlier today. This really reminds me a lot of Missouri when they came to town in 2019. And we know a lot more about this Wyoming team than we did that one. And all they did was score 27 points in the second quarter and upset the Tigers and Kelly Bryant in his debut. It was just... It really reminds me of that. Nobody's talking about the Cowboys. Everybody's talking about Tech. Everybody's talking about how is this their year when they finally can win the Big 12 and knock off K-State, knock off TCU, and hopefully send Texas and Oklahoma packing, you know, to the SEC. That's their goal. They're making no bones about it. I've watched countless hours of Texas Tech this week. I feel like I've been in their locker room. So they are making no bones about it. Their plan is to win the Big 12 and they have some really good players, man. I don't see why they couldn't, but I've mentioned this before, I wouldn't fall out of my chair if the Wyoming Cowboys find a way to win this game.
Yeah, I kind of just looking at this and breaking into it a little bit more, who knows? And again, we a lot of that's going to be made of, you know, that defensive side of the ball, but in our conversations the past couple of weeks, Cody, it seems like Wyoming obviously going to stay dedicated to the run, but they are certainly looking to throw the ball a little bit more. Yep. And I think that's going to be hopefully a pleasant surprise for Cowboys fans.
Yeah, and talking to Frank Crum this week, that is it. You know, they feel like they have improved across the board. They feel like this is the deepest wide receiver group they've had. They pulled in two guys from the transfer portal that they're really excited about, but he said make no bones about it. We're going to blow across that line and crack some skulls. And, you know, the Red Raiders gave up 170 yards a game on the ground last year. They gave up nearly 300 through the air. So they were, I believe, 107th in the country last year out of 130 then, you know, FBS teams. So they give up, like most Big 12 teams, they give up their fair share of points and their fair share of yards. So I think the Cowboys really feel confident that they can push them around on the line, and they have some studs on the line. They have a couple of 305-pound guys anchoring that defensive front, and they definitely have some outside linebackers. This Miles Cat is replacing Tyree Wilson, who went number 7 overall to the Raiders in last spring's NFL draft. They think he can be even better. He's got a longer wingspan. He's faster. He is a scary-looking specimen. And Tim DeRuiter, who Mountain West fans remember from Air Force and Fresno State, he's the defensive coordinator down there in Lubbock, and he coached a guy by the name of Von Miller, and he coached another guy, Kayvon Thibodeau, at Oregon. He knows what a good outside linebacker looks like.
Cody Tucker joining us, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, what are the realistic expectations there in Wyoming for this team? I mean, are they thinking, hey, we're going to compete for a Mountain West title, a bowl game would be great, or what are the folks around Wyoming saying about this Cowboys team?
Well, if you listen to the fans, I mean, pessimism runs rampant. I mean, it just does, and I get it. You know, like I've said on your show before, what would CSU fans give to have six, seven, eight wins a year? And up here, it's getting stagnant, and people are ready. It's year 10 of Craig Bull's run here in Laramie, and people are, you know, definitely pessimistic, but they're ready. They're ready to be proven wrong. You see all these NFL guys that keep coming out of Laramie, and they're not turning that into championships while they're here, and that is a frustration. But I think people are very confident in this defense that they can do something. I think they're always confident in the running game. It's just the passing game, and it's Andrew Peasley. And I fully believe, Brady, that we're going to see a different Andrew Peasley. He gained 12 pounds. He ditched the right knee brace that was hampering him last year. He feels better than ever. He just got married. He's a father now. His maturity's off the charts, and his teammates absolutely love him and rally around him. So I really expect to see him running the ball more. I expect him even more so to be scrambling around the pocket and making some plays, getting out of some trouble. And you know, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Neon Deion himself. You're not covering guys for 8 to 10 seconds. So if he can scramble around, move his feet, some guys can get open and make some plays downfield.
All right, Cody, before we let you go, I mean, are you a big prediction guy? How do you think this thing's going down? Does Wyoming potentially pull off an upset?
Yeah, I'm not a huge prediction guy, but, you know, I've been going with this Missouri theme because it just feels so much like it, and even the players agree with that they're just not even being talked about at all. That game was 37-31 Cowboys. I'm going to say it's 37-31 Cowboys, and it's going to look just like it was then. If Missouri was coming right down the field, they were at about the 20, fourth down, Alberto's wide open down the middle, Kelly Bryant doesn't even see him, throws it into double coverage, incomplete, Cowboys win. That's what I'm going with.
That's going to be wild, man. Hey, I hope you're right there. I would love to see all these teams get off to a great start this weekend, my friend.
Yep, absolutely. I know Wazoo, that's going to be a big game down there too. I'm really interested in keeping an eye on that one. I want to see if CSU's offensive line has improved at all. So definitely excited to watch that one, too.
Yeah. Cody Tucker, my man, appreciate you as always, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Brady. Talk to you soon, man.
Cody is our Wyoming Cowboys insider with 7220sports.com. 1:34 the time. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get into some more on the Denver Broncos, the big cut day, thoughts there, concerns, all that and more coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.